Hello, everyone. This is Grandmaster Jesse Bowen. I am in Maryland at the Gathering of Styles, and we're in seminars after seminars with some of the greatest masters in the country, learning about the martial arts and how to empower ourselves. We're standing here with one of our alumni and one of the seminar presenters today, Grandmaster Eddie Thomas. Hello, sir. How are you doing?
I'm good. Jesse, how are you doing?
I am doing great. You know, we got a great group of people here, great group of martial artists, and, you know, so many great things are going on. And I was watching your seminar, and it was really outstanding. Like I said, I've been sitting over there watching everybody and learning and gaining more information. But you did a great seminar today, sir.
Thank you very much. Most of my seminars have new expression in kicking, which model a lot of what I do after Bill Wallace, who was my hero when I was in my teens. And
okay, well, great. Well, I thought it was really outstanding. Let's talk a moment here about really what's going on here today. You know, we go back years ago and martial arts was a secret and nobody wanted to share everything. What do you see happening here today?
Well, nowadays with, you know, modern things like, you know, the internet and whatever, there's really no secrets anymore. You can find pretty much any information you want by Googling it. But, you know, the thing when you and I were coming up is that, you know, it was closely guarded and there was a lot of jealousy against styles, but nowadays there's a lot of cross training. With the MMA guys, they train in multiple systems. And that's kind of what's going on here today. We have Filipino martial artists doing knife work. Am I doing my stretching, kicking, point karate, kickboxing seminar? We have people doing traditional kata applications. It's a very good education. It's a lot of fun. It's pretty exciting, actually.
Well, you know, this is the wave of information that we're doing, exchanging information, and this is what makes it and the martial arts great. This is what's making our students great is, having these opportunities and to really engage. And the boss man himself just walked up, Eric Cadero, and he is here. So, sir, this is a great event.
Oh, thank you, Grandmaster Bowen. Enjoy having everybody here and having the elite teachers pass on their knowledge to students of other styles so they could maybe, you know, see what their style's about. You know, it's just a great thing. Thank you so much for being here, you know.
Well, you know, one of the things that we're, you know, with the American Martial Arts Alliance and the Who's Who book, it's about sharing information. Like I said, it's the 21st century. We have the internet. We have all of these different things and all these different ways to share information. So what was the conception of coming up with this concept of the gatherings of styles?
Well, the concept is pretty much I grew up learning different styles from Kempo to Frevolari Shaolin Kempo to Jiu-Jitsu. So I just want to put something together, you know, bringing great grandmasters such as Eddie Thomas, Clarence Murray, Ali Shabazz, Sam Scott. You know, they're the people. They're the next generation that's passing on knowledge, and I'm grateful for that.
Well, you know, you definitely have a great deal of knowledge and skill sets and information, and that's what you see. You see martial arts sharing. And when we look at today's times of changes, you know, we actually have kids out here on the floor that are studying with the great masters. Now, these things here are going to be phenomenal experiences for these kids to travel, all the way, you know, in their life. And Grandmaster Thomas, so, you know, I know for, you know, you're a teacher, I'm a teacher. I think you still do after school.
I used to. I did after school for about 10 years, and then when I had my own child, I just don't have the time and energy and anatomy for it anymore.
I can definitely understand that. But, you know, we're teaching children, and I truly believe that, you know, that martial arts has this place and foundation for our younger kids about teaching discipline. We want to solve problems, and, you know, you have to have tool sets to solve problems. What do you think about that?
I think that's exactly right. The thing about martial artists is anything that you do on the dojo floor, You can take that lesson and take it into real life, you know, because you learn about self-discipline, you learn how to overcome obstacles. Because, you know, your belt ranking system is you present a challenge, and a person can either make excuses and run from it, or they can figure out how to conquer the challenge and get ready for the next one. And so, you know, that's how you build self-confidence, is through successes. And if you succeed at this one belt level, you're ready for the next challenge. It might be physically more demanding. And the thing is, a lot of people, like, you know, I've had students of all ages and shapes and sizes. I got a gentleman, Master Clay Johnson, that has cerebral palsy. And he used to drive an hour to get to my school for private lessons, and I have other people in town that won't drive 5 minutes because it's too far. Mm-hmm. And it's all about either, you know, you accept the challenge or you make excuses. In this case, obviously, you know, for me, getting a black belt is learning how to overcome challenges, and there can't be a better example than that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, that's what we're talking about. You know, the martial arts is a powerful tool. Now, of course, now, martial arts really doesn't do anything for you. It's the instructor that has his skill set. He could be damaged and still not do anything for you, but create a more mess for you. So that's the reason why finding someone that has that skill set, that has have achievements in the martial arts. So where are you located?
I'm in Salem, Virginia. We've had our full-time school open since 1982. As you were saying, as far as instructors was concerned, when I was a child, I had severe asthma. I was very sick, and my mother actually forbid me to do martial arts because she was afraid I was going to get crushed. But I was very lucky when I walked into the studio that I did. My instructor was a great role model. He was very patient. He was very encouraging. He wasn't much of a talker. He didn't. You know, he was one of those guys that, you know, if he said something, it was definitely worth listening to.
Mm-hmm.
So his word actually carried more weight. But he was a great role model in the fact that he, in the 26 years that I was his student until he passed away, I saw him mad one time. And that impressed me in the fact that, you know, how could I get that?
Mm-hmm.
How would I get to where I had enough control of myself where I wouldn't just get mad all the time?
Mm-hmm.
So that one aspect of his personality was something that, you know, definitely impacted me.
Well, that's great, sir. Well, I do appreciate that. And again, like, you guys are doing great work. You know, you're one of our AMAA alumni. We appreciate you and all that you're doing. And, you know, hey, so anytime that you need us, you can always give us a call. Okay. All right, we're going to move around here. And we got the great one, Grandmaster Jack Dart. And we want to do an interview with him, and he's one of the martial artists that are here at the event. And again, we're in Maryland, and he's in Virginia Beach. Hello, sir. How you doing?
How you doing, sir? Glad to be here with you today. All these great grandmasters and martial artists is in the house. Here learning some new things, a different aspect from what I already know. It's good to see somebody else's point of view of how to execute the same technique. Yes, sir.
Well, you know, this is what we're talking about, you know, the 21st century, you know, we're on the radio, you know, thousands of people are listening to us, and, you know, right here from this one room, but, you know, we're talking about the martial arts, and I know that you've been in the martial arts for a very long time. How long have you been training?
I've been training for 45 years. I started at the age of 14, and I'm 59, so you do the math.
Yes, sir.
Well, you know, I always tell people that martial arts is longevity. I don't like to call martial arts a sport. Of course, we do have sport karate. The highest thing is that I think that martial arts is a life skill, is a person development training, and we're fortunate enough to be able to turn it into a sport of offering competitive challenges.
Yes, sir. Well, we try to build character through martial arts training. With the years of investing in yourself, it's an investment that you will get the best return on is in yourself. So within martial arts training, you learn your self-discipline, your focus, your skills, as far as flexibility, you build confidence. It's the great best investment that you can do in martial arts is invest in yourself, sir. Yes, sir, I agree 100%.
I know, you know, everyone knows what, you know, Taekwondo is, and I know you're a Taekwondo practitioner along with other styles, but, you know, we look in this room, you know, you got a Taekwondo guy here, and Aikijitsu guy on the other side, you know, Kempo guy, Okinawa. I mean, you just got so many different systems that are in one room willingly sharing information about not only about self-defense, but, you know, the mental aspect.
Yes, sir. That is the thing. We're all here to share our information because, as I said in the beginning, my point of view, the way that I learn things, and then to see another martial artist's point of view from a different style, is very much all related. It's all related. The kicks are just pretty much the same, but they're called different by different name by styles. The punching techniques are pretty much the same. But I'm seeing here today, you got the Kung Tao system, you have the Filipino stick fighting system, you got the Aikijitsu, you got Jiu-Jitsu, you got Aikido, you got Taekwondo, you got Karate, you got everything. Everybody here sharing the information. And it's just the best thing that I've been to in a long time. And I really appreciate being here with these guys because it brought me a new point of view to some things that I already knew, a new point of view. Yes, sir.
And you have an event coming up. When is that event coming up?
Battle of the Seven Cities is coming up June 2nd in Norfolk, Virginia at Granby High School. And you can go online and check my Facebook page, Jack Dark Taekwondo Champions. All the information will be right there.
Is there a telephone number for you?
Yes, it's 757-630-1682. That will be my cell phone number. You can get me direct.
All right, good. And we're back here with Eric, and he's got to run because he's the guy on the roller skates here today. And, as we have, talked with Master Dark and all these great masters, here comes another one of our Who's Who alumni. And so we're going to chat. And I know he just getting back from, I think it's Florida.
Yeah,
from doing. Tell
everybody your name and everything.
Yeah, Master Samuel Scott from Maryland. Just getting back from Orlando. We have our annual retreat there every year with Amaguru Rafi Pomboin. Just good to be here with Sensei Eric at his annual event here. So also looking forward to the Who's Who event. I had the honor of meeting Grandmaster Jesse here last year. And, just class A gentlemen looking to take the martial arts to a different reality, which is what we need. So just really excited to be here.
Well, I think when we look back and we break down, I always tell my students, karate-do, what is karate about? Honor, respect. No, it's about fighting, too. You have to learn how to defend yourself. Think about the fighting part, the honor, discipline, and all that is a part of the is a byproduct of what the system is of what you're actually learning. So, the Who's Who book is about telling that story of why you got involved in the martial arts. So why and how did you get involved in the martial arts?
Well, I got involved 42 years ago, born and raised in New York, actually Long Island, New York, a place called Gordon Heights. And basically, back then, you learned martial arts just to survive. You needed to learn how to protect yourself to get on the bus, to get to school, to get back off to school, get to the bus, get back home. And so that was the initial start. And then once I moved to Washington, D.C., I got into the competitive side. And so I moved from basic karate to Wing Chun. From Wing Chun, I moved to what I'm doing now, which is Filipino arts and Kung Tao. So my premise is basically teaching people how to protect themselves. And so I traveled the world. Actually, I had a 3-year contract in Abu Dhabi and Dubai, where we taught 36,000 police over there just basic use of force and soft hand compliance techniques. So, really excited about what Grandmaster Jesse is doing as far as bringing martial artists together so we can move at this unified front, because I think it's important that we come together, especially in this day and time, where there's a lot of violence, there's a lot of racial violence going on. Our teens are, being bullied. So I think it's the time now for us to come together, and be like a styleless movement, where it's not about one particular style, but it's about us, as a unit, unified to go make a difference.
If you guys had, we deal with parents all the time, and they're coming in, they're looking at their kids, get involved in the martial arts. And I know that you're saying that, that in New York, you had to survive to get to the bus, then you had to survive to get back home, but parents are having to do that right now. And the problem is they have no coping mechanism to do that. Children are internalizing all these things that are happening to them, and they have no outlet because they feel that many times parents won't understand. They're too embarrassed to go to parents, but they would like to become empowered. And, what we would like to say is that I know I have, you know, three master instructors in front of us, and we all say would say the same thing. We got involved because we were picked on, we were bullied, and one day God opened up an opportunity for us to study the martial arts. We came across a teacher that began to satisfy our desire for confidence. No more power. Today we have the word bullying, which is a soft word. In my day, you were just a coward. And nobody wanted to deal with you because you were a coward. You weren't strong enough. You know, when that time has changed, but the problem didn't change. And, you know, and what we're saying and with our Who's Who book and the stories we have in there, the most important point is why did you answer the question why? And the question why is a question that we need to ask every day. If you're on your job and you want to be successful, why? You know, you want a better life. Why? I want to make more money. Why? You know, it always comes down to that. The first question, three questions that I ask. So I ask you to give me three reasons they want to study the martial arts when they come to my door, because I have to get them thinking of why when they get started. I know, you know, Master Dark, I don't know if I asked you that question, but, you know, why did you get started?
In a classic situation, I was getting picked on and bullied. I was running in the house, literally running in the house, and my mother says, what's going on? Why are you running in the house? I was like, that boy outside want to fight me. And so my mama went in the closet, got her broomstick, and she says, you can fight him or fight me. I went outside and chose to fight the kid because I knew what my mama could do with that broomstick.
Right.
You know, and then after that,
that was she trained.
Yeah, old school training. So she told me, she said, well, you got to go somewhere and learn how to do this properly. That's how I got involved in martial arts. 45 years later, I'm still doing it.
Wow.
Yep.
Well, you know, I know today's parents will say, oh, that is too brutal, you know.
My mother was brutal with that broom handle.
Well, you know, really, guys, you know, we know that everything in life is ruled by pain and pleasure.
Right.
You know, that's what it is. When you get enough pain, you're going to try to find something else to get a little bit more pleasure. You know, and so those rules have not changed. Those rules have not changed. And again, our commitment as martial artists is to, you know, to keep us, to get our Who's Who out, you know, that people can sit down within a beauty salon or whatever, and they see a martial artist name in their city and they're reading about this person, is that they will say that maybe that person connects, that my kid's getting bullied too. You know, and I see this guy, Grandmaster Dark, you know, his mama ran him out of the house with a broom, you know, and so, you know, and so my child was dealing with this, and martial arts changed his life. You know, now he's 40-some years still training in the martial arts, still impacted. Well, I appreciate that, gentlemen, and I'm going to take a move down here, and I think the boss is coming back. He's leading me down.
What's up, Mr. Bowen?
Hey, sir.
How you doing, sir?
It's your house, your show, sir.
All right, let me introduce you, a legend right here. Legend. Clarence Murray, James Carvin, Al Gagne. We're on radio, so.
Yeah, we got a whole toolkit here. How you guys doing today? Good. And very nice. You know, I know listening to you a few minutes ago and your start in the martial arts, and this is what it's really about is sharing our stories about who we are, how martial arts has changed our lives. Introduce yourself, and if you would, I know you started back in the early 60s. You know, let's talk a little bit, you know, about your beginning into martial arts, and I guess the, you know, your why, and if you had to take what has the martial arts benefited? If you had one thing to say to someone after this, what is it now, 58 years of training, you know, what is the takeaway?
Self-confidence, security, made me basically good at everything that I got into. So it's positive for everyone.
Were you in the military when you first got started?
Yes.
And give everyone your full name again.
James H. Kaufman.
And everyone, he has a book out, and the name of your book is? I love to catch people off guard.
Yes, One Man's Quest for Perfection.
I like that. One Man's Quest for Perfection. You know, in the martial arts, you know, that's one of the things that that's what keeps you in the martial arts, is that quest for perfection. It's always eluding you because there's a whole nother level to the next level, to the next level. So tell us about your, did you get started in the military?
No, I started prior to the military, but my real karate training came in the military, yes.
So what was your motivation for getting started?
That's a sad thing to say, but it was to stop my father from beating on me and my mother.
Well, you know, that is, that is something that goes on today. You know, I know that even my story, I left home because, you know, that was a dominant back in those days. You know, the male was dominant, controlled, and there was no softness to it. It's either I brought you in the world or I'm going to take you out of the world. And so many things that went on in that period of time. And, you know, that's the reason I actually left home. And I discovered the martial arts after I left home because, you know, you have to leave that environment to empower yourself to be able to come back and do something different than what's being done in that environment.
So where are you located now?
I'm located in Mount Airy, Maryland.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Are you still teaching martial arts?
Yes, I have a small school that I maintain all the time, and that's it. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Well, I know, your system is, an Okinawan-based system?
Yes, it's Matsumura Sato, Okinawan Shorin Ryu.
Okay, great. Awesome, mm-hmm. Awesome. And, sir, are you one of the students?
Yes, I am.
Okay, tell us your name.
My name's Al Gagne. I started when I was in the military in New Mexico, 1969. In 1976, I attended a seminar, which Sensei Kaufman here was conducting, and I've been with him ever since.
Oh, wow.
And I started because when I was a child going to school in grammar school, I was a victim of bullies.
Mm-hmm.
And this was, I wanted to eliminate that fear factor and get confidence so I wasn't afraid of bullies anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And it helped me out greatly.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't remember. We didn't have a word as bullying. It was just bad boys back in those days. You know, we have adapted. Everyone, when I say a softer word, that's not to take away from the issues that we're having now. We're talking about the passing of time and the changing of language. You know, back in, you know, my day, you know, you were a coward. You know, that's what the word was used. And, you know, like I said, the Master Dart was talking about being run out of the house by his mom with a broom handle, making him go back out there. And you got two choices, take me on or take the guys on, you know. And it wasn't because we really didn't know how to defend ourselves. It was because, in most cases, we didn't have the courage. And I grew up as an only child, and I wasn't fortunate enough to have someone to toughen me up. You know, I was a mama's boy. but that's really sort of programming, And, again, that's what we have to realize with our – even with our children, you know, we're all programmed. I know in 1959, my mom dropped me off for first grade, and she, when I got out of the car, she says, "Now, buddy, don't you be out fighting today," you know. So that was my first programming about, you know, being a coward, or what they said, because my love for my mom, I would not disrespect her, and, you know, but my bully by the name of Jackie Young, Jackie, I hope you're not listening, you know, she didn't tell him that, so he took my lunch money, I think, until I was in the fifth grade. I was a skinny dude, you know. I didn't have any lunch. But that's what we're saying. Our kids are programmed now. They're programmed by fear factors. And this is where martial arts is a powerful tool in being able to change the fear factor to confidence and to bravery, you know, because they have that experience by, number one, understanding that they have nothing to fear, you know, by empowering themselves and the principles of chi, to learn to protect ourselves. And remember, it's never what you say, it's how you say it. And many times we fear things that we just don't understand. So when you now become a martial artist, you begin to understand, now you become confident. So the bully doesn't mess with you anymore. Why? Because that stench of fear doesn't smell it anymore. So now, you know, there's something else in there. Any comments on the fear factor?
Fear factor is a powerful, powerful thing. I hate to say this, but the reason that I got into martial arts was my father was very vindictive and rough on us. And the day that I left home, we had him a garage, and I set a car down on his chest.
Ooh.
And when the hospital ambulance came to get him, my father's final words were, "Don't be here when I get out of the hospital." And I wasn't. And the following year, that was when I was 16. When I was 17, I went to Okinawa, and I started taking karate for the sole purpose of beating my father's tail. So, you know, that was my motivation. After I became quite capable of beating and winning, the need to fight became less and less, and therefore my desire to hurt him became less and less. So that was...
Well, you know, we traveled down the same road. My senior year in high school, I'm jumped by this gang of adults, pulled out guns and everything, and chased me for a very long mile, you know. But, you know, hey, God prevailed. But, and I always thought about it, I'd go back and I'd pay them back. I know karate now. Joan Reed commercial, nobody messes with me. But, as you said, as we became martial artists, we had no need for vengeance or being vindictive because we became so powerful, or we are so powerful, we can walk away. And we're no longer cowards anymore. You know, they call us martial artists, and we're proud to be martial artists. And now we have the great one, our newest board of it, Bison member. When he said, "Oh, Hanchi, that is a great honor," he didn't know what he was getting himself into. We have Grandmaster Clarence Murray. Hey, sir, how you doing?
How are you, sir?
I'm doing great. I am doing great. I am doing great. Let's talk a little bit about you. You know, I used to see you down at Shion Isaac's tournaments for years, and, you know, we spoke and everything, but as I, you know, watch you today, you know, a very skillful martial artist, a very intellectual martial artist, and your explanation of techniques and all of those things. And tell us, why did you get started in the martial arts?
Well, I'm originally from Detroit, and I was the neighborhood punching bag in 1964.
We need a bunch of violins out here so we can all take and play that. You know, but to everyone, you know, what we're actually saying, look at our youth today. You know, look at all the things that they're into, all the angers and fears, poor parenting, you know, all these things they're still having to deal with. They're still having to deal with the same thing that we're having to deal with. And if you're listening to our show today and you find that you know someone that's dealing with what we're talking about in martial arts, removed the anger, it made us powerful, it made us leaders, then, you know, go find a good martial arts school and enroll your child. And I know we left off with the punching bag.
Well, it was 1964, and my father couldn't effectively teach me how to defend myself, so he enrolled me at the Detroit Judo Club under John Osaka. He was 1958, 1960 Pan-American champion, and we moved in 1970, and I had a little bit of karate training, and the karate training wasn't that proficient. He enrolled me at the Shorin Karate School under James H. Coffin, who was sitting next to me. He gave me my first start in Okinawan karate and showed me Okinawan karate. I use those principles today, and he was my classmate also, L. Gagne, and the training was great, and I was shown, you know, how things really work on the starship.
Well, you know, I mean, man, that's wow. You know, that's, you know, someone says, you know, "You've done good in the martial arts." I said, "No, my teacher did good." You know, I was talking to someone the other day, and they said, "You know, you must have had a very good teacher." And when we're fortunate enough to come by a teacher that becomes our friend, you know, my teacher is my father, you know, and he still lives, and I try to call on him, I check on him, to make sure that he's okay, because that is a relationship and bond that in the true martial arts a student builds with their teacher. And the first word on my wall under where it says karate is a way of life, the first word is honor. And this is where in martial arts teaches honor. Right. Now, the commandments of the Bible, honor thy parents, you know, so when we look at honor, no child in my school would ever disrespect their parent. if I'm standing there, even if the parent accepts that, because they would not disrespect me. So if they're in the dojo or in the dojang and they're training, in that respect is a global respect. So again, as we're talking about the martial arts and everything that we are into, you know, we're come back today to Eric's show today. So what do you think about the concept, the gathering of styles?
Oh, it's great. It shows different martial artists from different styles sharing their art to other people from different disciplines, and they can take something home with them today. And I think it's a great concept.
Well, it's totally different in the old days that I had to beat you up for 3 or 4 weeks before I could actually teach you something, see whether or not you were durable. You know, you had to be I remember my first martial arts class. I go in, I take the class, and the instructor says, you know, I just want to sign up because I don't want to get beat up by this guy on my job. He says, let me show you some karate. I'm going, no, I just want to sign up. No, let me show you. He had me about a foot away from the wall, puts his fist in my chest, he goes, oh! And drives me almost through the wall. I'm going, I just want to sign up. He says, sit down and sign up. I'm going, oh, my God. You know, but, you know, those are the tales that we tell, but that was, we've all gone through generations, you know, from where we used to be, what we used to think, what we used to do, to today, what is the reality of who we are and everything about us. So again, you know, we're all brothers in the martial arts, you know. I mean, that's the bottom line. That's what makes a martial artist. If you're not that, then you're not a martial artist. You know, our minds and our hearts and our commitment is truly to what we've actually done. So tell, where's your school located, sir?
I'm right down at the Sports and Learning Center in Landover, Maryland, next to FedEx Field where the Redskins play. And I was about 30 minutes away from here. 20785 is the zip code, and that's in Landover, Maryland, next to the Redskins Stadium.
Okay, and telephone number?
Telephone number, you can reach me on my cell phone because I teach through the Maryland Park and Planning, and that's where my dojo is within one of the complex there. So my telephone number is 240-375-1688. You can reach me 24/7.
Oh, good. And, sir, is there a telephone number? Are you taking students, or do you just have your private group?
No, we have we keep a small group, 12 people,
mm-hmm.
and we have about 5 or 6 that are active all the time. So, yes, we're still taking students at 443-293-7806.
I appreciate that, guys. And, again, you know, much success, you know, in the book. And I know I've got your apps here for the Who's Who. We'd love to have you guys to be at Grandmaster Brown's. Oof. And, sir, I'd like to bring your copy of our book. I'll see if I have the hard copies here, I'm going to give you a hard copy. I'll give you the elite version of that. But, you know, this is what we're talking about. We're exchanging books here. I've got a library. Someone tells me they study the martial arts. I said, Ulis, invite me over for dinner. I go, I said, show me your library. I have no library. You don't study martial arts. You're still taking martial arts. Now, true martial artists, they study the martial arts. They learn from each other. They have a library. They have a resource of information. Hey, guys, thank you. Ulis. And today, you know, as we have been developing in the martial arts, we also have the spiritual side. And I'm very fortunate today to be here with Minister Gwen Boeing, my wife, my better half. And as you say, look at me, no, like, no, I'm not going to talk. She's going to be talking to everyone. Hello, Minister Boeing.
Hello, how are you?
Well, ma'am, I am doing great. And, you know, I'm fortunate, you know, that you're my wife and you get a chance to travel with me, and we get a chance to see a lot of things. And we know that we're really moving on our purpose together because we truly believe that the Who's Who book, everything that we're doing has a spiritual component to that because, you know, we are people of faith and, you know, and we're reaching out. What is the benefit of the Who's Who book? Well, it gives martial artists, it gives the individual time to sit down and write about themselves. And in our hope, it gives them that moment to go back in time to see where they've been, see where they are now, and determine where they want to be in the future. So, you know, what is it? I know that you've got a book. Why don't you tell us about you have a book out, and you also just released a new CD.
Released a book, and my book, it's my first book. I had no thoughts of writing a book, but through and by the Holy Spirit, He guided me through this book. And the title of the book is My Soul Cries Out. Does not mean that I'm sad, that I'm hurt and disappointed. My soul cries out is about my rejoicing in God's answering my prayer and how He brought me through what I was going through at that time. So for all those who are going through, I ask that you get a copy of the book. If not, get a copy. Go to my website, www.MinisterGwenBoyd.com, and you can download the MP3 file of the book and listen to it. And I hope that it will be a source of inspiration unto you, that you will walk the walk with Christ, knowing that you do not have to walk it alone.
Well, you know, this is a, you know, having a spiritual belief, or having a belief, you know, what if someone says, well, that's pretty good, I'm not connected to that level. You know, I would say, hey, don't worry about it, every knee shall bow. But when we think about the spirituality, you know, and we talk about the inner self, because we are spiritual beings, whether or not we want to recognize that or not, because through the power of meditation, through the power of prayer, through a belief of a higher source, you know, whether you believe it or not, then that doesn't stop an outcome. But the thing with this is having faith towards a belief that you are being a better person. If you think about being a better person, then, you know, that's a spiritual belief. If you want to develop a different change, that's an inside part. So you have to make yourself better inside to begin to make these changes. You know, I think that, you know, the work that you're doing and the book that you've come out, we already see that people are making changes. I know your new prayer CD, you know, all of those things are, you know, very, you know, powerful too. So I think, you know, being here in the martial arts, you know, event and being a part of the community and having your own radio show, you know, you are actually influencing, you know, the people that you meet. And again, hey, as my wife and as my partner, I'm always glad to have you as a part of that. All right, we're going to take a move on along here, and you know, I'm over here. Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir.
You got a lot of patience for this guy right here. He's a good man.
Yeah, you got to have patience for me. I'm hunchy. Hunchy means patience. So, sir, tell us your name, sir.
My name is Zeke.
Okay, Zeke.
Yes, sir.
Where are you from?
I'm from Maryland.
Okay. So how long have you been involved in the martial arts?
I'm 49 now, since 1976.
Okay.
41 years old.
Okay. So, well, you know, the Who's Who book and everything that we're doing is really about, you know, we're asking martial artists this question all the country.
Mm-hmm.
Why did you get started? Now, I think if we ask that question long enough, and pretty soon we'll have someone that will come up and will hear our answers and will make it their answer and try the martial arts, even
yes,
if they've been out of it and they realize they've had an experience.
Yes, sir.
So what motivates you to get involved in the martial arts?
Well, it was more of my dad. I was a little mischievous child coming up, you know, always following the wrong crowd. I didn't know at the time. So my father had a friend, my instructor, the late great Grandmaster Reggie Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
They was good friends in the neighborhood. He was close with his brother.
Mm-hmm.
So he just said, you know, I'm going to try martial arts, and it paid off. It's a blessing.
Well, you know, and, you know, we all have sort of struggled
yes,
with
sir.
The wrong crowd.
Yes, sir.
Our kids coming up today, they're struggling with the wrong crowd
yes,
in some cases.
Right, right.
And so what we're really promoting is that, you know, try martial arts, find a good teacher,
mm-hmm.
and now we got our sport karate teams,
mm-hmm.
we got the belt system,
mm-hmm.
you know, we have the principles. And one of the things that we're losing today, I am so glad for technology, because if we didn't have technology, we wouldn't be on this radio show, you know. So I'm very grateful for that. But the counterpart is that we're having to use less and less of our brain.
And pretty soon, you know, we got a driverless car get ready to come out, so we don't have to. We have, you know, our GPS system. I would be totally lost. I have no idea. All I have is addresses. I have no idea where I'm going anymore. You know, I used to really have that big Atlas in my car.
Yes, sir.
And we had all those things that we don't need anymore. So the brain is not getting exercise. Mm-hmm. You know, we're getting smarter, but we are not really. We're not with that part that we used to rely on, mm-hmm. which is our right brain, that creative side for visualization, imagination, mm-hmm. creative thinking. That part is not getting used, but through our kappa, through our, you know, kumite, mm-hmm. and all the things that we are doing, you know, we have to use that. Do you have a martial arts school?
Yes, sir. I'm part of Park and Planning,
mm-hmm.
and I'm also affiliated with Grandmaster Sam's Cash Street Combat,
okay.
Kuntao.
Okay.
So I'm doing various stuff. Mm-hmm. I'm doing Tai Chi, and also develop my own system, the keychain.
Okay.
Got certified on that, and it's been taking me places I never thought.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't realize that this tool can really change lives.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I started on Taekwondo, and it didn't get bored, but I felt like I was unlimited myself.
Mm-hmm.
I knew there was more out there.
Mm-hmm.
And my good friend, Grandmaster Clarence Murray, I got a little
mm-hmm.
hands-on open arm system.
Mm-hmm.
Shin, Aikido Jiu-Jitsu. So variation styles, and just put it in, you know what make it work for me as a martial artist.
Mm-hmm.
So like you say, this is never in the story.
Mm-hmm.
And what you just said is funny. That's why I started gigging a little bit. It's like we're using our brains less, but so much technology is taking over.
Mm-hmm.
But I thank God for my martial arts. I mean,
mm-hmm.
this is such a blessing.
Mm-hmm.
And I encourage anyone, able, I mean, if you're disabled or you have certain ligaments, martial arts will, bring it out of you. You know, will definitely bring the best out of you.
Right.
Absolutely.
Right.
So disabilities, that's an excuse. It's martial arts here. It just has something for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. I'm sure you agree with that.
Oh, yes, I do. I mean, yes, I do. You know, when I'm training and working out, I'm at my best.
Yes, sir.
Someone mm-hmm. says, man, you know, you just go on and on. Dude, you just go on. I see you doing this. You do.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I'm an extreme right brain.
Yes, sir.
I'm a grandmaster.
Yes, sir.
You know, I have 50-some katas, 40-some weapons. I mean, Aikido, Aikijutsu, Judo, you know, all this information is in my head, you know, 38 years of running a business, you know.
How do you keep it?
Hey, man, just, you use it.
You use it, that's right.
You use
that's
it.
Right.
You know, I've got about 4 or 5 books I've got written that I haven't even published yet. I mean, that's because the more that you use your mind, the more you stimulate your mind, so therefore your mind continues to grow.
Yes,
the less you use it, you know, that's the reason why people quit.
Yes,
because they're bored. What is the definition of boredom? Mm-hmm. Boredom means non-activity. You're not doing anything.
Yes,
you know, but you all, you know, scientists say that we have over 50,000 thoughts a day. That's a lot of thoughts, don't you think?
Absolutely. That's overworking your brain.
You know, but the question is, what are we thinking about? You know,
right,
are
right.
we thinking about things that we shouldn't be thinking about?
Mm-hmm.
Are we thinking about things that won't do us any good?
Mm-hmm.
But are we thinking about, you know, the new home that we want to buy? Is that vision in our mind? Are we making steps? Because, you know, I would say, you know, I don't care how spiritual, religious you are, faith must have feet.
Absolutely.
You know,
absolutely.
Because if you're
absolutely.
Sitting there and hoping on something,
right.
then it's not.
Right.
And then, you know, we don't have limits. We do have the limits that we put on ourselves. And if we now change that by now teaching the martial arts and teaching the inner mind art,
mm-hmm.
and up in D.C. coming up this year, we're going to be doing certification for mindfulness instructors. So that's one of the programs I developed for Duke University,
yes,
which is their mindfulness course for physical education.
Yes, sir.
And so we're a certified instructor. So what
okay.
do you do with that knowledge you got? You teach someone else. So what we want to do is help martial artists introduce mindfulness training to their students, to their parents, hosting seminars, you know, becoming a certified, you know, instructor.
Mm-hmm.
And for us, you know, not just becoming an instructor, but we want to help you market and brand yourself. I mean, companies are looking for people to teach about mindfulness. Sports teams are looking for someone to teach their athletics about visualization,
mm-hmm.
you know, how to make that basketball shot before it ever leaves your hand.
Right.
So that's sort of what we do. We have a whole sports training program you know, around the mindfulness part,
mm-hmm.
and a lot of it starts to stimulate in the martial arts. But you know, my background, I'm a certified sports psychology coach, my master sports hypnosis coach. Mm-hmm. I've been doing visualization training and Carlos Boozer from Duke and Carolina. You know, of teaching athletes how to perform better. It's all in your head.
Right.
And it's the same thing about life. You know, bad life, good life is in your head.
Mm-hmm.
But if you enhance your vision, then you can have a better life.
There you go.
So this is why we're looking for people that want to teach life skills along with their martial arts skills.
Yes, sir.
Well, thank
yes,
you. I appreciate
you.
The time for that interview here. And, you know, good luck. Is there, okay, how do if someone wants to join your classes, I
oh yeah, absolutely, yes. Right now, our website is reconstructed. It'll be up and running soon, hopefully this month. But I can be reached on my personal cell 240-701-2460 or my email Zeke1love@gmail.com.
All right, great. Hey everyone, yeah, I think you've heard enough from us right now, and so we're going to be signing off. But you know, remember. You can the Who's Who book is coming up. We're going to be in Washington, D.C. A lot going on. Go to our website. Nominate your martial arts hero. We're launching this week. When you buy a copy of the Who's Who book, you receive a free T-shirt, and the T-shirt is our Proud to be a Martial Artist T-shirt. So go to our website, order your book, and remember, be blessed, and, hey, I will see you later.